Bite my wire. Bite my wire. Bite my wire. Hi.
Western Digital Media presents Bite My Wire.
Bite My Wire. Bite My Wire.
This is the Bite My Wire podcast where we talk all about the new Western Digital Bite My Wire products.
Bite our wires.
If you bite a wire today, we will send you a free t-shirt that says Bite My Wire on it.
Whoa.
Today in Bite My Wire Celebrity News.
I got fart throats. Hello?
Yeah. You're quiet.
Hey, anybody?
You're quiet.
Okay.
Here. Maybe I'll turn you up.
Oh, hey, anybody?
Oh, hey, that's pretty good. Hey, everybody, it's the Spy vs. Pie podcast, brought to you by Western Digital Media. Bite My Wire.
Massimo. Bite My Wire, Massimo.
We get a cent every time we say that slogan.
Save your bathtub. Save your bathtub. That's what Spencer says.
Sorry, Mario, but our bathtub is in another princess.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
How about it?
And we're back.
Can you believe it?
I sure can't. Well, you know what today is.
Yes.
10th of January, 2008. It's episode 188, I think. Mm-hmm. Ever so slowly inching towards the magical number of 189.
Whoa.
And when we get there, we'll let you know.
All right.
Yeah. Since 2006.
Approximately.
So when we last left our intrepid podcast duo...
Yeah.
They were talking about... Transformers?
Probably.
Remember that time we talked about Transformers?
Yeah.
It was so good that even our recording program lost all interest and decided to quit on us for some reason.
Yep.
Keep a better eye on that today. Hopefully that won't happen.
Hopefully.
We were going through that worst Transformers list. I think we're done with that.
Yep.
But you were going to give a brief rundown of the new Transformers cartoon that you saw.
Oh boy! We talked about
this
again.
Yeah, you have to do that again. We talked about that a while ago. It's the one where they're superheroes and stuff.
Yeah.
What's your brief review of that?
That it was pretty good. It was pretty weird looking, and it was no good at all, and it was horrible, and it was great, bad, good, all over the place.
Would you recommend it to a friend for not watching?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I would recommend it. You know, I'd give it the American Gladiators suggestion.
I watched American Gladiators over the weekend. I downloaded the first episode, which was a double episode.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you get like, I sat through what was one episode, and they're like, and it all gets going right now. Here's the next one. You're like, oh, fuck. And it was too much. Yeah, I kind of thought I don't know. I was kind of excited for it. I kind of thought they could do a pretty good job on it and make it pretty fun, but... I don't know. It was kind of boring and weirdly produced.
Yeah.
And did you have anything else to add to the Transformers?
Oh, you know, I wish.
Okay.
Just keep your eye out.
They're superheroes, you know? And they're not fighting Decepticons.
No. No. Bumblebee is young and brash.
Hmm.
And
wait, I thought you said Optimus Prime was young and brash.
No, Optimus Prime is young and bashful.
Oh.
And
he's the reluctant leader?
Yeah, reluctant leader.
Okay.
And then Jizzler is the old medic bot. He's old crotchety.
What's right. His name? Ratchet.
Know. Ratchet is all like, back in my day we weren't even robots.
So he's cop then. He's cop?
Yep, totally.
Okay.
And then Snape is he doesn't think that there is an EA in team. He thinks it's spelled Tim.
There's no EA in team.
Turns into a motorcycle.
But there is an EA in sports.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the black guy. It's okay.
Which it's one's not... the black guy?
They're all the black guy.
Blackbot?
Honestly, they're all the black guy.
Chaz?
If I Is could review Chaz? The new Transformers in one sentence,
yeah,
they're all the Japanese black guy.
Wow.
That's pretty much, yeah. So
On a quest for 40 ounces of Energon?
Yeah, totally. Did we touch on that?
I think we did, yeah. We don't need
I
to.
I hope.
So American Gladiators, I recommend everyone watch 10 minutes of it. Maybe you can find a clip on YouTube to watch and then...
Spoiler alert.
Quit. Yes?
Who's going to Grandma Bappa's?
Me.
Right now?
Yeah.
See you later.
Pick me up some olive loaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's like, they did a weird thing. I was telling you before that they in the American Gladiators new program, they do weird editing with it. They present it like it's a live sports broadcast, or even like wrestling, you know, like the wrestling program, which is more or less just, it's not, I mean, it's edited because they have commercial breaks and stuff, but it's pretty much just plop the cameras down and show you what's happening in the arena, right?
Yeah.
Like it's the same amount of fakeness and stuff.
Was it sensuous in any way?
No, not at all.
Was there a lot of, like, slow motion glisten dribble kind of, you know? And they close up on the glistening dribble and
no,
it dribbles
no,
down
they didn't
all
really.
Slow.
Well, they did a little bit of that. They did, like, an instant replay thing, but they like. It's weird. And maybe this is something they should do in real sports when they show an instant replay, play dramatic music over top of it. Like, instantly, or whatever music. If someone screws up, maybe you could play some, like, circus music or something. Yeah.
Is there a house band? Is it a live band doing
no.
music?
No, there should be, though. That's how they can make that even better. It should be, like, Slipknot or somebody.
Whoa.
Yeah. Why not?
Spoiler alert?
Okay.
No, I mean...
What?
Who wins?
Oh, the Gladiators.
Japanese black guy?
Oh, yeah. The audience is the real winner. But sure. It's weird because they have Hulk Hogan and they have... some other broad, I forget who, doing the, like, hosting and interviewing and stuff.
Brooke Hogan?
Maybe.
Tila Black Tequila? Hogan.
So, yeah, fuck. And, but they're interviewing... I am talking over here.
I know, but I'm trying to get her to put it in her mouth.
Alright, fine.
Put all that in your mouth. That too.
And
there
those.
There you go. It's squirted all over her hands.
Gross. The interviewing is all really sort of stilted and scripted and seems like they're reading off a teleprompter almost or cue cards or something like that. And so the interviewers are all really, like, just kind of cheesy and weird. And then the contestants seems like they're not at all coached and they're just all over the place. It's a weird, dynamic.
That's like the old style dynamic
of
it, though.
So, it looks like
that.
You really cleaned up out there. Yeah, it was fun, and,
well, that's how it goes, yeah. I remember American Gladiators, that's how it was.
Yeah, maybe, well, it's like, I don't know, they couldn't decide whether they were going to improve on it or just do it again, you know?
They did improve on it, it's 2008.
Yeah, I guess so. It's kind of cool, though, how, the winner of the tournament has a chance to become one of the gladiators.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought that was
kind of cool. So no one will ever win?
No.
I see.
It would Excellent. Be cool. I think a good idea would be you have your, whatever, 8 gladiators. I don't know how many they have. A bunch.
Right.
Who are all dumb. There's one called Militia, and every time they say it, it sounds like they're saying Melissa. It's this big, muscular, bald dude with a bandolier coming out. I'm like, Melissa. But it would be good if they got beat, if they got busted down and had to be a contestant and win their spot back on there, you know? That would be a neat kind of sort of ego play, little mini
You know what they should line. Do? Here's my... Okay, it's the top grossing show on iTunes so
sure.
far.
Yeah.
According to the Billboard Top 100.
Wow.
On Zogby.
Well, that's because iTunes doesn't sell NBC programs anymore.
That's right.
So.
So my... my solution for them to make that even better.
Yeah.
So they can finally beat the Bible, you know, on the bestseller list.
Mm-hmm.
Is make all the gladiators Cardassians.
Hmm. Kim Kardashian?
Yeah. Was that the other host?
No.
Is that the ones I'm thinking of?
What?
The ones with the weird noses and the big neck veins and all that stuff, and they wear all the black suits.
Yeah.
Star Trek guys. Yeah. The Cardassians.
Yeah.
Yeah, make it those guys.
You want a Star Trek themed?
Yeah.
Gladiators?
Yes.
That'd be pretty good.
And use all the Star Trek music.
Yeah. And all the contestants have to wear Ferengi ears?
Yes.
You don't totally. Get to take those off until you win.
And Ferengi mouthpieces, too. Oh, you know, like to protect your
teeth.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Just the fake teeth.
Yeah.
The corn teeth coming up front. Yep. Man, but my favorite thing about it was, you know, it's weird because, okay, I haven't watched American Gladiators in a while, but I seem to recall people who did that, like the contestants in the old days, were pretty hardcore. Like, it seems like, yeah, they didn't always win and they got beat up a lot, but it seems like they were pretty,
had a chance.
In shape and had a chance stuff. But in this one, man, like, they get to the Eliminator, like, final obstacle course thing, and, like, the two chicks are just, like, they're so exhausted, they're falling off the zip line. They had some weird fucking name for a zip line. I can't remember what it was. It was ridiculous. It was like the Travelator or something like that.
Did they have the tennis ball gun?
I think they might have in the second half of the show. They were probably saving that because that's obviously the best game.
Oh, so that's part of it, yeah.
I didn't get to see it. Excuse me. I didn't get to see it, but yeah, the chicks were just all flopping around. They were all exhausted. They couldn't run up anything. They were just beat, and it was kind of like... It was funny and good and stuff, but it was also kind of sad and like, disappointing.
Is it Fear Factory in any way? Do they have to eat gross stuff?
No, they just fall in water an awful lot. It's weird. But yeah, it got to the point where they were just sort of all flopping around. They couldn't do anything, and it looked like they let drunk people on an obstacle course. And I was thinking that would be a pretty good offshoot for that game, drunk obstacle course, or like drunk guy versus tard or something.
Yes.
Yeah, American Gladiators. I'm convinced you can make any show, take out the whole cast, insert new cast of Challenged or others, and instantly 50% better show, at least.
Agreed. Or even just uglies.
Sure, anything.
Horribly uglies.
Like a soap opera full of really, really, really ugly people. Although soap opera actors are always kind of weird looking, don't you think?
A little plasticky and weird, yes. Like a mannequin got... like locked in a car in the summer, you know, with the window just barely cracked. But
yeah, huh? It's like
I squared it now.
You're just a peanut now.
No, I just squared it.
Squirted it. Well, go squirt it in your mouth.
No.
So basically, what happens then is you are taking the mannequin back to the rental shop, and you had to stop off at the bank, and then you stood in line a little too long, and you came back, and it was ruined, and you had to pay for it.
Erica Kane.
Yep. What?
What? Erica Kane. She's the general
hospital. Erica Kane!
Erica Kane! Well, no, I said, what, babe?
I squirted on a ladybug.
You squirted on a ladybug?
No.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Could you go finish your lunch? Good girl. Good girl.
Are you watching Ladybugs, the movie? Are you watching Lady Fingers?
No.
No. Lady Fingers?
Lady Fing.
Lady Punch.
All right, so what's your take on the whole Spider-Man deal?
Spider-Man is great. Oh, you mean him getting divorced?
Not even divorced.
Oh, what happened?
Should we... Spoiler alert?
I don't care. I don't read that shit.
I do.
No matter me. Okay, spoiler if you read comics and give a shit about shit, then fucking turn down your volume. Don't delete this podcast. Don't turn it off. Don't
just turn it down until we say to turn it back up.
Exactly.
You'll know.
Watch the waveforms. We'll whisper, and when the waveforms get big again, you'll know it's time to come back in.
I'm only going
to
talk about it for a minute.
Okay.
But basically.
Yeah.
Here's the little rundown.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
Everyone knows who he is now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone knows who he is, and he's a fugitive, because he told the superhero registration deal to go fugitive.
Really?
Yeah. And Aunt May got shot. Due to a sniper hired by the Kingpin.
What?
Because, yeah, Kingpin. Kingpin was going to try to assassinate Spider-Man now that they knew who Spider-Man was.
Kangpan.
But he got out of the way somehow, and the Kangpan's sniper got Aunt May in the lady heart, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean by that.
So she had to go hospital, and...
You know, if you really wanted to get back at Spider-Man for something, wouldn't you just, like, woo Aunt May and, like, has anyone done that? Someone must
have
done that.
Yeah, yeah, Dr. Octopus used to do that shit all the time.
See, there you go. That's what you do. Because that's gross. Like, that's...
Yeah, totally.
Like, you kill someone, it's like, in comic book land, like, killing someone's, like, a big deal or whatever, but, man, if you do that... No, make out with his aunt.
Dude, I remember make out, dude. It was like
humpage.
Parker, smell my tentacles.
Yeah. Hey, Doc Ock, how come you don't have claws on the end of those? Oh God.
Yeah. So
Doc Ock. Okay, so that was all. Right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That was humming along as a very fine story.
Give me props. I'm the first guy to ever invent that one, right?
On this episode.
Yes.
Of this show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so everything was great. It was a great story. It was great. Parker's all down in the dumper and whatnot, you know? And
yeah.
Trying to find some scratch to keep his old aunt in the hospital, and he's all, like, bumming and shit.
Mm-hmm. You should rob some banks. Put on a t-shirt. Say that you're the bad Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right?
So then he... Oh, yeah, exactly. He was getting there. He was getting that point.
Okay.
So then,
he could cover himself in jam and say he was Carnage.
He was, he was in that, Assistant Avengers, you know? The,
Defenders?
Cool Avengers.
Oh. West Coast Avengers?
Like, well, kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, the South Town Avengers or whatever. It was,
The Brian Jones Town Avengers?
Luke Cage and he guarantees.
Uh-huh. And, that's the only thing, if you're writing a Cajun character...
He's gotta guarantee something.
That's all you gotta do. It's easy. Easy pickings. Thanks, Marvel.
And, Doctor Strange and all them.
Yep.
Well, anyway. So, Mephisto.
Fister.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, Fisto.
Yeah.
Shows up.
Oh, and, yes. With Rain Man.
Yeah. And he's all,
Fisto had a really nicely groomed beard.
Mephisto? Oh, no, Fisto.
Yeah,
Fisto did, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he had that, he had that weird kind of, like, when you see a guy who's got, like, the permanent, not 5 o'clock shadow, but he's just got a little bit of a beard.
It's the in-between beard, yeah.
Yeah, but it's always there. Like, they have the clippers set at a certain length.
Exactly.
Just, like,
it doesn't,
I want my beard exactly like this.
Doesn't always look good.
No.
You know, it looks pervy. You know what it is? To me, I think it's, like, the area around the mouth.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a proper beard or mustache, the length does a certain thing to your mouth and it looks a certain way, but when you trim it down too short,
yeah.
Like stubble is fine.
You can see the whole lip, it's weird.
Yeah, it's not.
It's
so,
too much lip sticking out.
Yeah, maybe some Australians could write in and tell us their tips for beards.
I think you should shave a good half inch around your mouth. With the full beard.
Those Mexican dog boys did that? Would it look like they were wearing
blackface? Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh.
Okay, so Mephisto did what?
Oh, he just said, so you want to save your aunt,
mm-hmm.
even though she's 1,000 years old and
yeah.
he's going to die anyway. He's like, I feel bad because the bullet was meant for me.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, well,
just kill yourself and then it's even.
Give me your, and he's like, my soul? You want my soul? I'll give you my soul. And he's like, no, I don't want your soul. No, come on, you want my soul. You're the
Give
Mephisto.
Me your underpants.
Come on, you want my soul, and that's that, right?
Yeah.
You can just...
Sure.
And he's like, no, I want something far more precious.
Mm-hmm.
I want your marriage.
But you know? How?
And Pete was all like, that's no way, you can never, no, I'll never. And Mary Jane was like, well, let's hear him out. And... So that's what he did. He traded. He's like, your aunt will be fine, okay,
uh-huh.
and you won't remember this at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys will have never been married.
Mm-hmm.
And Harry Osborn will be alive again.
Hey, wait a second.
And let me see what else. The whole world will forget that you're Spider-Man.
Okay.
And
will Magneto
oh, you won't
come back
have
alive?
Organic web shooters again.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
that's a good deal.
And
that's not bad.
Yeah, but the thing is that the entire Marvel Universe is, like, all funched because of, like, when the unmasking, the Civil War, and all that stuff. And all that stuff's still going on, but now, in Spider-Man, no one remembers he unmasked himself. Even though it was, you know, so now the entire world is supposed to remember, well, someone unmasked themselves, but we don't remember who
and
it
also,
was.
And also, didn't he have a bigger deal? Like, didn't he, shit, I don't know. I don't read any of that stuff. Didn't he do Secret Wars?
Secret Seahorse. Was his steed.
The Water Horse?
Yeah. That movie looks kind of good. It looks better than that Mr. Megorium. By the way, a little pocket review of the Mr. Megorium Wonder Emporium.
Yeah?
Just watch the preview a few times. There you go.
And that's I haven't heard of it.
Oh,
but
God,
you know what?
It's so boring.
I have to say, if your last name is Megorium, you're very limited to what you can open.
Yes, that's true. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, basically, Spider-Man is totally screwed, and everything is lame, and it's bad. The reason Joe Quesada's reasoning behind it is because having Spider-Man married ties him down too much, and he wants to be able to write stories where like Spider-Man has one night stands and downloads porn.
Sweet. No, that's good. Because
I don't know.
No.
Spider-Man's been married though for like 20 something years.
But you want to? This is what? No, it's smart. Shut up.
It's smart. I'm glad you're taking this side. I haven't found anyone to take.
No,
this
it's
side.
Smart.
You
know why? Because you want to. You want to have. You want to reconnect with your fan base.
Right.
Comics readers. Probably not that many. You're married.
Yeah.
And even the ones that are don't want to read stories about him being married. If you are married, you're like, shit, man. I wish I could have a one-night stand, like somebody. Oh, Spider-Man's doing it. Hey, that's pretty good. I'll buy this comic book.
Hmm.
So, yeah. But, I don't know. You know what would be neat?
What?
It'd be neat if they just deleted everything that they ever did. Just like, all right, well, the world blew up. Now let's start from scratch.
And they do that all the time.
No, but for real. Not even like, oh, here's the new Spider-Man. Not even. Just like, all that just, like, never happened.
Yeah.
And Marvel Comics is now only romance comics.
Man, they are so good. Somebody uploaded some chili for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've been cruising the comic areas of the interwebs and real comics, not that webcomic stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, Millie the Model was back in Atlas Comics before Marvel was Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
There was Millie the Model, and then Marvel became Marvel, and there was still Millie the Model. Which was, you know, kind of a comedy romance kind of a book.
Right.
Well, Millie had a rival named Chili.
Nice.
Redhead.
Yes.
And,
hot.
Again, Chili Megorium, actually, was her name. but she was Millie's rival, and she is a fucking bitch. She is the worst parts of, Reggie Mantle and Veronica Lodge combined. She's just constantly cutting down everyone mm-hmm. in a super harsh way
yeah.
and is totally egotistical. It's like the best comic ever.
But she's super hot?
Yeah, except I really don't like the way Stan Goldenberg drew noses back then.
Too Jewy?
No, I could be fine with that.
Oh.
He just did the little little triangle underneath thing.
Oh,
no,
that.
No side nose, no ridge, no nostril bumps, just little that's it. Don't like that.
Yeah.
Do not like that.
No, that barely.
Some other
even
book I looked at too. What was it? Graysville, Grayton. Anyway, there was some other one where like the guy drew the, you know, like the rounded end part of the nose. He drew this little half circle to signify the round part there.
Sure.
Like a, you know, like if you like a C. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Or U? You mean under or side?
No, a C. Not a U. Sometimes even an O. But just, like, for the front, you know, like, if it was a
I thought frontal. You were going to spell something there, and then you didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Like a frontal shot, you know? Like, if it was all in the front.
Yeah. It was just, butt. Like, a so it's like the nose was pressed to the side?
Like, it was put on some glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that. And he
that's
draws
like,
that
that's how
on every shot, every single picture
that's
of every
10-year-olds
nose.
Draw noses.
I know. I know.
Yeah,
the
well,
rest of the art is incredible.
But this
is
from when? This
is
from the 50s?
Oh, but the No, that is new.
Oh,
like,
it's new.
This is from 68 to 74.
Okay.
Chili, though, I love it. She's just so harsh. Her fashions are so wild, and she's so harsh. It's
good.
Great.
That's what you need, you know?
Millie's rival, Chili. Yep.
It's weird that they rhyme.
Yeah, rivals should rhyme, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like,
Who would our rival podcast be?
Ooh.
Bri versus Fi.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don and Drew. If you guys haven't been keeping up with Don and Drew, Don and Drew update.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I haven't listened to them in a long time.
They're still at it.
Good.
They're still
good.
Doing it.
Good.
They're still going.
Yeah, that's encouraging news for them.
Yep. That's about it.
Yeah. Quick Iron Man update?
Please do. Yes.
Tony Stark had some sort of medical condition, and he couldn't take off his, shit, what was the deal? Like, he couldn't take off all of his armor?
Right.
I don't even remember
everything but the gloves
and the helmet.
He really wanted a piece of gum, but he just
it was something weird where it's like he couldn't, like, normally he just can't take his chest plate off so he can still wear a tuxedo and all that, but now it's like he can't take any of it off somehow.
Couldn't take off his loin mail.
Something.
He had to just seep through the loin mail.
And so, because of that, he had to pretend that Tony Stark was away on business and Iron Man was running the company.
Whoa.
And so Happy and Pepper were getting all pissed off because they're like, hey, where's Tony Stark? How come he won't tell us where he is? And he's like, no, he's on vacation. I'm in charge. And then, I don't know, they kind of were like trying to bust them and like they're getting all pissed off and stuff. And so he had to like try to appease them. So he like rushed back to his house, got into bed, pulled the blankets up over top of his, and they busted in. They're like, oh shit, he is here. Oh, never mind. And then he like quickly busts out and he has to go and fucking face the Mandarin for the 18th time already. And,
do they do that thing where they're chasing each other and they're going in and out of all the doors and everything? Yeah. And like, you know, like Mandarin's chasing Iron Man through the one set of doors and then it comes back and they're in reverse order chasing each other and they're both coming opposing doors and then they go, aye, aye, and then turn around and...
That's right. You know. Basically that, like a Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically like that. So it's a weird thing where like Iron Man figures out where the Mandarin's base is again, and I don't know, he's launching some sort of satellite rocket business that, and he's pitting countries against each other and all that. So Iron Man decides to go, and instead of flying there, like sometimes he does, or even taking his roller skates, he boards a commercial flight, and he wears a fat suit, not a fat suit, but like, I guess a big coat over top of his armor and a mask and a beard or something. I don't really even know what's going on with that. It's sort of this like weird two-panel thing where it's like, hey, who's that fat guy getting on the plane? And then there's inside the plane, the stewardess is going, oh, it's so hot in here, but that guy won't take off his coat. That's weird. And then he jumps out the hatch of the plane and ditches his coat and just flies down as Iron Man. But like, it's weird because in other times he's either hitched a ride on a rocket or sort of like held onto a plane or something. This is the first time he actually bought a ticket. And it's weird because it's the most conventional way for him to get somewhere. Sort of, but
there must have been no airport security back then.
Yeah, exactly.
At all.
Yeah, that's the other thing they don't deal with. But he jumps out of the hatch and they're like, hey, wait, mister, don't do that. And he jumps out and like, oh, too late, that's weird. And they don't really deal with cabin pressure, like why someone is doing that. They don't seem to be too freaked out about it. It's weird. Anyway, and he flies down and meets the Mandarin and gets tied up. And
well, that was back when flying was new, though, so maybe people just assume that was part of it. It's like riding a bus.
Yeah, he flushed himself down the toilet or something.
That would be, man, there you go.
If you were Ant-Man, that's what you would do.
They should have Airbus planes.
Yes.
Where you get a parachute, and they just tell you when to jump. Like, we fly around the world. We're leaving from this airport, and we're coming back to this airport. Come fly in a straight line, we'll tell you when to jump out with your parachute and your luggage.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
No.
For 50% off?
Nope.
For 80% off?
Nope.
For $30?
Nope.
If they give you $30?
Yes. I like to pay for my skydiving excursions.
You'd like to get paid for it?
Yes.
Is what you're saying? Yes.
What? I don't know.
All right.
I'm not interested in skydiving.
No?
No.
I don't think I am either.
What do I need to do that for?
I like standing on a ladder sometimes.
That's okay.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
Bungee jumping, I guess I might try.
Yeah. I'm not into all that that extreme business, you know?
I'm not really into any
activity.
Activity where like you have to like tell the truth about your weight. And it's like
you know
vital.
you lie to us, this is gonna snap and you're gonna die.
No, 210.
Yep.
210.
That's what it says on my driver's license, so...
These might be heavy shoes,
must
though.
Must be true.
I'm 210, but these are 80-pound shoes. Oh, man, I was watching The Simpsons the other
these
day.
These are fake boobs I'm wearing.
Dude.
Yes?
I was watching The Simpsons and,
get
like...
Get out of here, you don't like that show.
Oh, I do. It was, like, season 2 or 3, though.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 2. And, And Homer gets on the scale. It was the one after he gets stuck in the water slide.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah.
And he gets on the scale and he like freaks out because he's like 245 pounds. He's like freaking out and that
really?
I just about cried. Yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
So bad.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like Penn Jillette retaining water. Yeah. Not even regular.
But to be fair,
water.
You're a lot
water.
Taller than he is.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like 7 feet tall or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
no matter how much I eat, I keep getting fatter. I don't understand. I keep trying to pack on the food to get the energy to burn off some calories, and it just it doesn't pan out.
I don't know.
Maybe I could drink energy coffee.
Energy coffee? Bite the wire.
That's right. Bite my wire.
Bite.
Shockwave.
Shockwave.
That's the company.
He is the least appreciated Transformer.
Yeah, he's the Decepticon that had to stay home.
Yeah.
No, sorry, you gotta stay home and watch the cats.
What do you think he would turn into if he came to Earth?
Boy, I've often wondered that.
He would turn into Shockwave, the G.I. Joe.
Whoa.
Remember him? No. He was the blue camo SWAT team guy. He had like a beachhead mask and a hat.
Oh, yeah. The hat.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, they made energy coffee.
Mm-hmm. Because
yeah, at the gas station.
Coffee does not provide you with enough pick-me-up,
usually. It's the same company that made the caffeinated donuts. And,
not
which gave me
energy coffee, not for use with caffeine donuts.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It, the coffee, though. Man, it fucked my guts up.
So, this is actual brewed coffee? Hot?
Yeah.
Not from a can?
No. Hot coffee.
Hot
energy coffee pot.
Yeah.
And, yeah. They brew it in a special blue pot. It's special in that it's blue.
Just the pot is blue.
Just the rim of the pot, the handle and stuff.
Yeah, you know? The coffee is black.
Because, like, the orange is decaf, and then all the other ones are, like, you know, whatever. And then the flavor of the month has a red handle or something.
Yeah. Guarana flavor.
Yeah, this was, man, it had something in it, dude. And it, wow. It was good. It made me poop probably 6 or 7 times at work.
While you were drinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
recommended?
Recommended. Heavily recommended.
But how much worse does it taste than regular coffee?
Tastes pretty much fine. It tastes a little...
Is the ratio of poor taste to energy gained the same?
The energy I gained all was spent shitting. So, I don't know.
Sometimes you do need a lot of energy for that.
What's up with you, Spazwads? Well, she's got the strength proportionate of a baby. Bubble.
She was bitten by a radioactive baby?
Yeah. That would suck.
Being bit by a baby is never good.
No, but like bitten
getting
by
the
a radioactive
powers of a baby.
Yeah. Oh, my strength is reduced to that of a baby.
Yep.
Proportionately. Wait, proportionately would be the same.
Hmm.
Or would it? What do you think?
I don't know. What do you, the audience, think?
Yeah, if there was a baby
send
as big as you,
answers,
but it was a baby,
to,
how much would it be able to lift? How hot would the water be?
Hmm?
That's why you got to test the hot water when you're bathing a baby. You got to make sure it doesn't feel like nothing, because their skin is so new that hot feels really hot.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well,
I can't wait till you have kids, Brian.
I can. How do you know I don't already have kids?
I'm just assuming.
You have no idea.
You got the look.
Like Roxette?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to take a shower?
I think it's time to get out of here.
Oh, yeah, me too, man. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I got to fucking hit the shit right here. I got to fucking get out of here. What?
Grunt.
Okay, well, so that has been the Spy vs. Spy podcast. And Brian, that's Phil. Remember to bite
the
wire.
We'll try again tomorrow. Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon.
Well, I apologize for this show.
Tomorrow, we'll talk about the Rock Lords and that little gold nugget guy.
Oh,
as well as the Gold Rush gum.
And I will touch on energy coffee
and
the new Transformers cartoon.
Oh, man. And are you as stoked as I am for American Gladiators?
Boy.
That is going to be something else.
I wish Spider-Man was on it.
Dude, what if?
Yeah.
Because all the gladiators are dressed like Captain America and shit.
Oh, that'd be... Oh! Oh, that'd be so good.
Actually, it should be villains, and then the contestants should have to dress like Hulk.
They could make up their own heroes. It could be like that one Stan Lee show. Everyone makes up their own heroes that they are. Yeah, that one. All right, get on it.
Okay, and
totally.
Also...
Avengers versus Cardassians.
Fuck.
That's awesome.
And
get Joss Whedon writing a reality.
And we'll also discuss how excited we are for the new Survivor that's due out next month.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's going to be so good.
And what else
we got?
I bet
Yao Man and James hook up.
Oh, man. Yeah. And,
it's funny because James and Amanda, they had already finished shooting.
Yes.
When they were at the, on
the wrap up.
Yeah.
The reunion of the previous one.
Yeah,
they had already done two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's how come everyone else was that much fatter than them.
Yeah, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the other thing that we will discuss on next time
is the possible hideous deformations on Amanda's ass that led it to be blurred.
She
so
has,
heavily,
you know what it is?
Season?
She actually has a tattoo of a swastika.
Oh.
On her butt.
And an exclamation point.
What's that?
And an exclamation point.
Well, it's just a line, really.
As though the swastika wasn't enough.
Oh. It's just a line on her lower back, small lower back.
No. Oh, it's very good, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could make it into like an asterisk for, you know, zero down monthly payments.
Yep.
And then, you know, just on one cheek.
Parentheses and... Oh, yeah. That's... Oh, okay, right.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
We just cracked the emoticon code.
That's right. You want to give a rundown of what guests we're going to have coming up?
Yes. We are going to have on... as guests, all of the little emoticons from the Crown Commission message board.
Yeah,
we'll have all them on.
We're gonna have those guys, those shiny, sparkly ones too.
Got to catch them all.
And the shiny kitty.
By the way, I was so into that when it started. You know,
shiny
like,
kitty.
Oh, they're making little pictures. There's a little coffee thing. That's great.
Yeah.
I can't
read them anymore.
I can't even go to the fucking board anymore.
I can't. When I see all those, I'm just like, I don't know what to do. I don't like it. I don't know what this is. I didn't ask.
I don't even know how to read it. I don't. Yeah. It's just. Yeah. Yep.
It's like, hello.
Yep.
Hello.
Pizza. Made some curry wrap for breakfast. That's not pizza. That's, wait.
I don't understand this at all.
Yeah.
That man is.
He's not very funny.
And you know what else?
What?
The CD cover thing has lost all charm now. Once everybody started doing two, that was it. That was the end.
I peeked in on that,
it was awesome.
When I first heard about it, it was like six pages, and I was like, well, I'm sure it's done.
No, the first several, it was a lot of fun. But the thing is that people didn't do...
Yeah.
Is they didn't even make them a square sometimes, you know? Like a CD cover would be.
Make them long boxes.
Boxes. Some of them are just like, you know.
I got Minority Report on DVD for $4.75. I feel like it's a pretty good deal. I watched
that is not bad.
Last night. No.
And, does it have special features on it?
It has the second disc of all kinds.
Well, shit.
However,
the movie cost you $2.
No commentary, though.
That's fine. You don't need that.
I enjoy commentary when I wash dishes.
Yeah?
Because then I can listen to a thing and not have to watch it. And, you know.
You know what's good for that?
Huh.
Podcasts.
Dishwasher? Paper plates.
You know what's a podcast?
Huh.
This. You know this is?
What?
Bipedis.
Yeah,
packed with penis. Spy versus Spy really satisfies. Spy versus Spy. Bite the wire.
Yeah.
You opening up a package there?
Yeah.
Sounds like crackling fire.
Time we got my check yet,
or it
man.
Sounds like you're taking a dump.
I'm waiting for milk. A real Ripley one?
What's that cracking noise?
Yeah.
What is that? How does
what?
That work?
the crackling noise.
You know when it crackles sometimes?
It's rip. It's because of the ridges. When you have a real smooth poop, when you eat like a lot of raw fish, that's when you get the smooth poop.
Yeah.
You eat a lot of sushi, you get smooth poop.
Yes. And that's perfect for printing trivia on. But the ones with ridges, you can't do so much. That's why Pringles is a... What kind of company is Pringles?
More calorie in a Pringle than a French fry.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Pringles is a laid-back company.
I guess.
Pringles is a laid-back company.
Whoa. Dude, that'd be awesome.
Steve Brule doing Mitch Hedberg jokes?
Yeah, the whole oeuvre.
Yeah, no, that'd be good. I agree.
Oh, man. I just thought of the... Because I hate when people say oeuvre, you know?
Yeah.
And I hate when people say esque.
Oeuvre. Yeah.
You know?
Oeuvre-esque.
Oh, I love that.
What? What's wrong?
What is fighting me?
What's fighting you?
Uh-huh.
You go for the eyes? Punch the neck, babe. Sweep the leg. Yeah, sweep the leg. Work the shaft. Clear the pools. Stop fighting. Spencer, finish your lunch. Throw me another son. Oh, boy.
My lunch?
Alright, huh?
And my lunch?
Yeah, go finish your lunch.
Okay, seriously? I gotta go scrub my nets and get the fuck out of here.
Cool, man. Take it easy, man. It's a good show, dude. So,
yeah, see ya.
We go to Grandma Bappa's.
Who's going to Grandma Bappa's?
Me.
Right now?
Yeah.
See you later.